How does the movement of the U.S. compare to the internal migrations of Canada, Russia, China, and Brazil?
Canada and the U.S.'s migration is very similar because they are both in stage 4 of the demographic transition. Russia is beginning to grow as a country and becoming more economically stable, so the internal movements are mainly from rural to urban because the economy is growing every day. In China, the migration is not necessarily there because it is a communist country, so everyone makes the same amount of money. Brazil, being a less developed country, has a lot of migration, but not lots of internal migration, because most of the migration is moving out of the country to go to the U.S. or other more developed countries for better work.
Give specific factors that are hindering or encouraging each type of migration.
Factors that are hindering or encouraging external migration are minimal in the U.S. The internal migration factors are diverse. The main factors are better jobs, freedom, and the ability to vote. These factors really encourage people to move to the U.S. because of all these things. The ability to have freedom and the ability to vote are the main things people look for when they are moving to a country. In the U.S., having better jobs than most other countries is another great opportunity for people to have better lives.